I'm standing in the library with you. You can hear the turning of newspaper pages. People talking softly. There's a man standing beside me. He's looking in the crime section now. He reaches to pick up a book. Opens it. Leafs through a few pages. Then puts it back on the shelf. He's wandering off to the right. Pick up the book he looked at. It's on the third shelf down. It's called Dreams of Darkness by Reginald Hill. I'm opening it to page 88. She set off back at a brisk pace in a rutted and muddy lane about a furlong from the house. She thought she heard a sound ahead of her. She paused. She could hear nothing, but her straining eyes caught a movement in the gloom. Someone was approaching. A foot splashed in a puddle. Sometimes when you read things, it seems like you're remembering them. Close the book. Put it back to where you found it. Go to the right. Walk past the main desk. Through the turnstile.
One of the librarians recognized her from the photograph.
Now up the stairs. The art and music library is to the right. You can see the paint peeling off the ceiling. It's quite beautiful. It looks like sculpture. Careful, don't let the door slam. I started these recordings as a way to remember. To make life seem more real. I can't explain it. But then the voice became someone else. A separate person hovering in front of me like a ghost. Sit down at the end of the table. I'll go get the book. Wait here. It must have been signed out. The book that I was looking for has a picture of this room, the way it used to be. The old museum cases lining the walls, filled with specimens and stuffed birds. The head of a polar bear, with its mouth open, growling. There's a book on the table here. It's on René Magritte. Here's a painting I just saw in New York. The Menaced Assassin. It's kind of creepy. Someone's left a note between the pages.
Someone is following you.
There's less time than I thought. Get up and walk towards the door. Down the stairs. Turn to the left. I'm going to go outside. Try to follow the sound of my footsteps so that we can stay together. going to turn right onto Whitechapel High Street. Turn to the right. Past the Whitechapel Art Gallery. Past the newsstand. Killer waited an hour. The Kentucky Fried Chicken. Turn to the right. Gunthorpe Street. A man just went into the side door of the pub. I sometimes follow men late at night when I'm coming home from the tube station. I pick a man that's going my way and then stay behind him. It makes me feel safer going through the dark tunnels to have someone near me. It's like a guardian angel or secret protector or something.
What about this dame who's passing herself off as Carmen?
I have a long red-haired wig on now. I look like the woman in the picture. If he sees me now, he'll recognize me.
Found in her bag, two cassette tapes with a receipt and a tape recorder.
There's a plane going over. Dogs are barking somewhere. It's cold today. I have a hat on, but it still doesn't cover up. The wind gets around my neck. I found her photograph in the tube station, beside one of those photo booths. A woman with long red hair staring out at me. I put it in my pocket. I don't know why. She reminded me of my sister. It didn't seem right to leave it there on the ground. We're going to cross Wentworth Street here. Look both ways. Then follow the sidewalk to the right. Have you ever had the urge to disappear? To escape from your own life, even for just a little while? Like walking out of one room and into a different one. I remember the first time I said it. We were driving to the mountains. Sometimes I just want to disappear, I said. He freaked out. Afterwards, I only thought it to myself. Here's another banana peel on the ground. Stop for a minute. I'm just going to take a picture. That's about 50 banana peels I've seen this week. Let's go on. She walks up Brick Lane. She wears a dark coat and a beige scarf. She looks in the windows as she passes the stores. She knows that his office is close by. Turn left onto Brick Lane. Follow the sidewalk up. I'm behind someone else now, a new companion. They have a duffel coat, running shoes, red shopping bag. I like not talking to anybody all day, except when I pay for a book or a cup of tea or something. It's like you're invisible. Today, when a woman bumped into me and didn't seem to notice, I thought immediately that maybe I was. There's a parade today.
A woman dressed in a long black gown is towering over the crowd. She's wearing stilts.
Keep walking straight on Brick Lane. The mannequins are wearing green today. Yesterday they were dressed in pink. I bought some food here. Turn left at this corner. We're on Fashion Street now.
The shopkeeper on Brick Lane described her as tall, with long red hair and an American accent.
This is the street that I saw in the book, a narrow lane with children watching the camera. Only there was a lot of fog in the air and cobblestones. The book told the story of a man who lived in one of these houses. For 20 years, he searched for the woman he loved, waiting for her to come back, playing his violin in his room. How can we just walk over their footsteps and not remember? There's a lime green car parked across the street.
You can see the church steeple, scaffolding, graffiti on the wall, barbed wire, broken windows. Men with guns in black uniforms and face masks. Fires all around me.
They saw a flaming sword held in a hand coming out of a cloud, with a point hanging directly over the city. There they saw hearses and coffins in the air, and there again heaps of dead bodies lying unburied. This is Commercial Street. There's a crosswalk to the left, just around the corner. Wait for the cars to stop, and then cross over when you can. I'll meet you on the other side. And now, go to the right. There's a convenience store in front of us with a big Coca-Cola sign on it. I'm going to cross the street and take the pavement to the right of the shop. There's a parking lot with white railing on the right. Some construction in front of me. I'm going to cross the street and walk on the sidewalk on the right side. They're welding the purple and blue balconies today, putting them in. I wonder if the workers ever think about themselves as the changers of the city. The men that cover up the old stories, making room for new ones.
I believe she's still in this area.
I sent him the photograph and the audio tapes. I hired him to find her.
As far as I could tell, she's mapping different paths through the city. I can't seem to find a reason for the things she notices or records.
A naked man is walking up the street towards me. He's walking as if he's sleeping, staring straight ahead. He walks past me without seeing me.
She describes things I don't remember seeing. Stop for a minute. We're at another intersection. I'm going to cross the street and go in the direction of the orange restaurant with a red stripe. Do you see it? Eat, drink, restaurant. Here's another banana peel. One night, when I was small, I went downstairs to get a glass of water. In the kitchen doorway, a man's body hung from the neck. I was struck dumb with terror and ran back to my room and tried to sleep. In the morning, my mother told me it was only my father's suit hanging to dry. I'm walking into the little alley ahead of us.
I watch your movements on the monitor. Small dot walking through the streets.
I had tea in this little cafe. The city is infinite. No one has ever found an end to the pattern of streets. Eventually, buildings reproduce themselves. A cornice that mimics another. A door that is the same color of hundreds of others. Every possible permutation. Unlimited, but cyclical. Go straight ahead. Follow the sidewalk on the right. Bishopsgate Street. Press the pedestrian button. If you get across before I do, sit down on one of those marble benches. I'll meet you there.
Someone just left some bread for the pigeons. Now they're all swooping from every direction, down to get a piece. People look at me as they pass. They wonder why I'm talking into this thing. There's a man walking by eating a banana.
Sharon spoke to him on the phone the next.
Looks,
it was just
60.
But it, no, it's not.
It does.
Well,
it's
like
really
an old one.
How do you know this?
It's
who
really
told
old.
You this?
John, well, Sharon told me because John had rung her. It was them three left in the pub, just Sharon, John, and the landlord.
Well, you know what she's like anyway. You can't really believe.
No, you can't. No, it's, and John wrote a note to Layla, telling her that his enforced celibacy is over.
I think it's time I went home. I feel an emptiness more each day. As if a part of him that was inside me is now slowly leaking out, leaving an empty hole in my chest. Get up and turn to the right. Walk straight along the street. We're not going to go into the station. Just go past it and follow the sidewalk. More newsstands. 20,000 underground breakdowns. Woman's body found in Thames. We're underneath a construction awning. Pieces of old wood above us. I wonder what's behind here. There's a man in a suit coming towards me. He looks uncomfortable, like his shirt collar is too tight. The left. I'm glad they write that on the streets for people like me. Go straight along the sidewalk in the same direction. I know a nice place to sit down. Past the men's clothing store. Fancy suits in the window. I'm going to go into the church. If it's open and there's no service, you can go in too. If not, go past the entrance and turn to the right. Sit on one of the benches behind the church and wait for me. Let's go in. Sense here. I'm going to sit down for a minute. On the right, near the back. Sitting here, I'm transported back to another church years ago. My little brothers next to me, fidgeting in their suits. The coldness of the wood against my legs. The sound of my father's heavy breathing. His tan neck rough against his white shirt. Watching the sun move through the figures in the stained glass windows. child, you can't understand how someone could just disappear. You don't know the agony of his sleepless nights, the crying in a dark corner of the barn, the numbness that comes from survival, the switch that turns off inside.
I lie awake, feeling the bed breathe beneath me. If I stop breathing, it stops too.
Let's go outside now. The exit is at the back of the church and to the left. Now go into the garden area to the right. There's an older man with a blue jacket sitting here on the bench, tuning his radio. Sit down on one of the benches facing the tulips. It smells so nice here. I think it's yellow flowers.
I see the river like a black snake crawling through the lights of the city.
I think of him sitting in a room on the other side of the world, watching the Earth on a computer screen, the mouse turning the globe past different continents. He floats over the ocean. The sun is just rising on the coast of Newfoundland, he says. He turns the world some more. A clear sky over London today. Is it true, he says. He thinks he can see me walking through the streets, my image bouncing from one satellite to another around the curvature of the Earth.
I'm blindfolded, my hands tied behind me. I walk naked across the floor. I can feel his eyes watching my body.
I dreamt last night that I was a soldier in a war who was sleeping, dreaming a nightmare. Through his dream, I dreamt of a giant white polar bear covered in blood, chasing him down a gravel road. He dreamt of a tea bag already spent, soaking in clear water. He dreamt of flying over a vast forest. A woman beside me is reading the newspaper. Body identified. It's her picture on the front page. The woman with the long red hair.
I come to town with an address. A redhead takes me up to visit the chump who has to go. I have a drink, leave my prints around. I leave and somebody gets him. Papers go back to Witt, I'm the fall guy. There's only one thing missing. What was there to give me a motive?
We have to leave. Get up and walk to the right, between the benches. Go past the little church and the statues. Turn to the left. Go to the right. Past a bench with four guys sitting on it. Underneath the black metal arch with a lamp on it. Turn to the right. There should be a metal railing and a brown building on your left. She tried to remain calm, but inside she was shaking. Had something she'd done caused the woman's death? Did he have something to do with it?
Inside the package, a wig, a beige scarf, a linen suit, and leather shoes.
Turn to the left. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 16. grabs me from behind, his hand over my mouth. I bite his fingers and hit him in the ribs with my elbow. Go down the stairs. I keep thinking of the package that I sent to him. It was a sign to tell him that she didn't exist, that it was over. But I have a sick feeling that somehow has something to do with her death. Keep going in the same direction, and then around to the right, past the newsstand. Dead woman identified. Worldwide Wines. Specialty selected spirits. Leading label lagers.
I've started listening to her tapes at night, in a darkened room. In the morning I set her picture across from me while I eat my breakfast.
Keep walking straight. Cross over to Liverpool Station. Watch out for cars here. Go to the entrance, beside McDonald's. Up the stairs. Past these weird lights.
There's a man in a black suit walking behind you.
Go over to the metal railing. To the right of the white pole. There's a woman with a suitcase standing beneath us, looking up the notice board. She just turned her head and glanced up at me. I like watching the people from here. All of these lives heading off in different directions. One story overlapping with another.
The station is empty. Blackness and rubble everywhere. Holes in the glass roof.